Great. thanks, Travis. When thinking about what I learned from Hutchison's website, when I was reflecting on that, I realized that the things that stayed with me and the things that I still do now and that I tried my first year of teaching and still do now were the things that were the most immediately useful to me. So the anticipation guide, that was actually the part of the assignment, Pam's assignment that I was asked to focus on, that was really useful for me. I could do that in my student teaching class the next day or the next week. It was almost like a standalone lesson. I could copy the same idea and use it for the book that I was teaching. It was easy for me to implement that, so I grabbed hold of that. There are some other strategies that Hutchison uses that were similar in that way. The stock responses, that's a simple thing to implement. I could do it right away. What else? She has a scribe. She has somebody who she has one student who observes the discussion and who reports back on things that the students were doing well in the discussion and things that could be improved on and important ideas that came out of the discussion. That was something that I could implement. It was very interesting to go back to her website now, 4 years later, and see the things that I missed. Before I get to that, last year when Tom documented my classroom, he came during a unit on that I was using the protocol of literature circles. So students were in smaller groups of about 4 to 6 students. Each group was reading a different text, and what we were working on was something that I didn't see in Hutchison's website, because her students were already doing it, and that was using the text to support their assertions and their ideas. Her students were really good at that. It kind of blew me away. In fact, it was almost frustrating to see that, to see her students doing it so effortlessly and to not know how did she get them there? How did she teach them to do that? Later when the sort of what came before this was added to her website, I got to see her teach students how to annotate in their books. So I, you know, did eventually get a glimpse of how she scaffolded that. But this is what my students were working on, and so I brought just a few student work samples. I found that my students didn't actually like annotating in their books because their books didn't belong to them, and so they couldn't write in them. So we did, you know, use post-it notes and things like that, and it just didn't work for a lot of students. So prior to their discussions, they were, for homework, they were given just a notes page that has some guided topics for them to take notes on, and then room for them to write discussion questions, so that way they came to their lit circles discussion with evidence and with questions, so that the discussion didn't stop when someone said, hey, where's the proof of that in the text? They had it right there with them. Some things that, in looking back at the website, Yvonne's website, 4 years later, before I move on, these are some, this was what the note taker in the group used to record key ideas and evidence from the discussion, so that I could see what they talked about. And so this is where I'm going with this. It's really interesting to look back at Hutchison's site now, because I see things that I didn't see before, and I see the purpose in why she did certain things that it's transparent to me now, but I didn't understand it then. For example, with the scribe, there's a handout on her website that she uses for the scribe, and it's pretty intense. It's long. The scribe has a lot of guiding questions and gives sort of a long report to the class. And when I looked at that 4 years ago, I thought, it's a great idea, but that takes a lot of time, and we need to minimize that. And so so I just had students doing sort of a, you know, they had one guiding question, and they just do a little reflection at the end, and tried it a lot of different ways, and you know, looking at this, I think this isn't scaffolded enough. So when I see what she did now, I realize, oh, there's a lot of purpose in scaffolding it so clearly for her students, because what they noticed during their discussion was so much more fruitful. They knew what they were looking for in the discussion, and so they were able to reflect on it and analyze what they were doing well and what they weren't so much better. But I didn't see that 4 years ago. I just thought, gosh, that's really long, and how's that going to fit in my class? Some other things that I see now that I didn't see then, like I said, when I first saw it, I grabbed a hold of the things that I could do right away, the things that I could use in my classroom immediately. And what I kind of missed was Hutchinson's vision for her whole year, which she explains very eloquently in the context and the overview for her class. Her goal was for her students to think with the text and to be engaged in literate discourse. So they weren't just talking about the text and supporting their ideas with evidence from their books. They were also connecting the ideas from the story to their own world, their own lives. They were talking about controversial issues and how they related to the text. They were questioning the author. They were bringing so much of their own experiences to their reading of the text. I mean, I kind of missed that. It's really interesting to look back at it now and see, so that's my goal. That's the truth. Not just having students talk, having all students engaged, or not just having students, you know, do these skills like supporting their ideas with evidence. It's also to get them engaged on a very personal level with the very powerful ideas that are in these texts that we read. And then in thinking about what I wish had been on the website, I was very frustrated when I first saw the website with trying to understand where in the year this was. I saw this amazing discussion. I saw this master teacher I saw these students doing things that my students in my student teaching classroom were not doing, and were just miles from being able to do. And I thought, I don't understand how she got these students there. So I wish that there had been some sort of general explanation of her instructional goals along the way, or the instructional units along the way. It would have given it just a little more context for me.
Great, and actually, that was one of the